You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat. Marami pong salamat sa inyong pagsama sa amin dito sa ating online worship service. Tayo po ay patuloy na nagpupuri, patuloy po na sumasamba at nagpapasalamat po sa ating dakilang Diyos dahil po sa kanyang katapatan at kabutihan sa ating pong buhay. Ngayong araw po na ito, ang ikalimang linggo ng ating 6-week series, Salt and Light, at ang ating pong topic ngayon ay God's Righteous People. Pag-uusapan po natin yan sa Isaiah 58 verses 1 to 12. And bago po tayo dumako doon, tayo po ay sumandaling manalangin muna. Panginoong Diyos, marami pong salamat dahil sinabi po ninyo sa inyong mga salita, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from your mouth. So Holy Spirit, I pray Lord that you will feed us through your word. At nais po namin, Lord, na lumago at lalo pang maging matatag sa aming pong pananampalataya at pagkakilala sa inyo. Ito po ang aming dalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Amen. 13 months na po tayo na naka-quarantine and 13 months na rin po na ipinapatupad natin ang minimum health standards upang sa ganon ay mag-slow down at makontain po natin ang COVID. Now, challenging nga po ang ating situation ngayon. But on the other hand, meron din pong good news. Dahil sa isang balita po, no, there are 21 municipalities sa ating pong bansa ang hanggang ngayon po ay zero COVID. O wala pong kaso po ng COVID sa mga bayan po na yan. One of them ay sa Burgos, Ilocos Norte. Sa Ilocos Norte po yung pong aking probinsya. At napaka-encouraging na malaman po ito dahil sabi nga po nila about 10,000 in population ang municipality po ng Burgos. Subalit they were strict in implementing the minimum health standards sa mga constituents po nila sa Burgos. And patunay nga po na ito po ay isang pagpapakita ng kanila pong pagpupursige na magkaisa laban sa COVID. And talking about pagkakaisa, no, tayo po bilang po mga mananampalataya sa ating pong Panginoong Jesus, mahalaga din po na tayo po ay magkaisa, magpatuloy po tayong magpursige sa ating pong pagkakaisa. And hindi lang po yon, God called us to be righteous in Christ. And I believe as God called us to be righteous in Christ, mahalaga po na magpursige po tayo na magkaisa sa ating pong pagiging matuwid sa Diyos. Kaya po, sa araw po na ito, ating pong aalamin sa Isaiah 58 kung paano pa natin to may papakita o may papamuhay sa ating pong buhay ang pagiging matuwid sa Diyos. Let me read Isaiah 58 verses 1 to 3. Cry aloud, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the judgment of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Ito po ang ating binasa sa Isaiah 58 ay bahagi po ng third section ng Book of Isaiah na kung saan it was written to the residents of Jerusalem. Nung panahon na sila po ay nakabalik na, no, mula sa kanila pang pagkaalipin sa Babylon. We have to understand na yung po mga Israelites during that time ay hindi po sila naging matapat sa Diyos. And as a consequence to their unfaithfulness, they were held captive and they were put in exile in Babylon for many decades. At dito po sa Isaiah 58, nakabalik na po sila sa Jerusalem. And the hope was sila po ay nagbagong buhay na. But it seems that in the verses that we read, wala po tayong makita na pagbabagong buhay ng mga Israelites. Sabi nga po ni Lord sa verse 1, "Cry aloud, do not hold back, lift up your voice like a trumpet, declare to my people their transgression." God was speaking through the prophet Isaiah na ipahayag ang transgression or pagre-rebelde ng kanya pong mga mamamayan. And so, it seems to me that hindi pa talaga sila nagbagong buhay. In fact, sabi nga po ni Lord, no, nakita po ni Lord yung kanilang ginagawa in verse 2. "They seek me daily. They delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the judgment of their God. They ask of me righteous judgment. They delight to draw near to God." Sila po ay nagpapakita ng kanilang dedication sa Diyos. However, mapapansin po natin dun sa ating binasa, sabi ni Lord, as if, kunwari po sila ay isang matuwid na bansa. So they were doing external religious behavior, pero alam po natin that there's something wrong in their heart condition. Sabi nga po nila kay Lord, "Why have we fasted," in verse 3, "and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it?" Lord, nagpapakita naman kami ng aming pong dedication sa iyo, di ba? Nagpapakita naman kami ng pagiging matuwid sa inyo. Lord, ba't hindi niyo po kami pinapansin? They are doing religious behavior in order to get the attention of God. Alam niyo po ang sagot ni Lord sa kanila in the last part of verse 3. "In the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and you oppress all your workers." So God here exposed the transgression, the rebellion of His people. Nung sinabi po niyang Lord, "Yes, nagpapakita nga kayo ng inyong dedication sa akin, ng inyong righteousness sa akin, pero alam nyo, ginagawa nyo lang iyan, yung inyong tinatawag na spiritual disciplines. Dahil gusto nyo lang na yung inyong kapakanan lamang ang inyong iniisip. You are calling my attention, you are doing religious behavior in order for you to get what you want from me," sabi ni Lord. Imagine nyo po ito. Do you know someone, maybe a Christian with that kind of mindset? Nasabi niya, "Lord, alam mo, religious naman ako. Nagbabasa ako ng Bible araw-araw. Di ba okay naman yun? Nagpipray naman ako araw-araw. I give my tithes, I fast. All these are good. But the problem is that yung Kristiyano na to ay kagaya ng mga Israelites na binasa natin, that they are doing, this Christian is doing a religious behavior para may makuha siya kay Lord to earn the favor of God. And hindi lang yun. Sabi nga po ni Lord dito, "You oppress all your workers." Nagpapakita kayo kunwari sa akin ng inyong dedication, ng inyong pagsamba, ng inyong katuwiran, pero tignan nyo naman kung paano nyo tratuhin ang inyong mga manggagawa. So God is saying to them na yung inyong pag-worship sa akin, yung inyong pagpapakita ng katuwiran sa akin ay hindi tugma doon sa inyong pagtrato sa inyong mga kasama. In fact, verse 4 says, "Behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with a wicked fist." So, the prophet Isaiah is highlighting, di ba, yung kasalanan o yung pagre-rebelde nila na sila nga talaga ay hindi maayos ang kanilang pakikitungo sa kanilang kapwa. Nagpapakita sila ng maayos na pakikitungo sa Panginoon kunwari, pero sa totoo po, nakikita po na lumalantad po ang kanilang tunay na kulay sa kanilang pagtrato sa kanilang kapwa. Let me borrow the statement of Pastor Alfred. Sabi niya, sila ay mga Kristiyano lamang sa nguso at hindi sila Kristiyano sa kanilang puso. The Israelites were exactly like that. It's so sad, but it was a reality. In fact, here in verse 5, God began to answer them with questions. Is such the fast that I choose a day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? God is questioning their religious behavior. God is questioning their religious, their heart's motives. And God is questioning how they treat other people. So makikita po natin dito na hindi po katanggap-tanggap ng Diyos ang kanilang ginagawa, no? Na pagpapakita nga nila ng kanilang pagiging matuwid sa Diyos, and yet hindi nakikita ang kanilang pagpapakita ng matuwid on the way they treat other people. And that same principle applies to us today. Tayo po ngayon nasa quarantine. We are in home quarantine. And sometimes, yung pong reflection po ng ating pananampalataya ay hindi lang nakikita sa ating pong pagbabasa ng Bible o pananalangin sa Diyos, pagpa-fasting. Pero alam niyo po, nakikita po yan the way we relate, the way we treat with other people. Question, if you are an employer or if you are a businessman and meron kang mga lingkod, meron kang mga employees, how do you treat them? Will your treatment to your employees reflect your faith the way you want to reflect your faith in doing righteousness to the Lord? Or sa bahay po, paano po natin tratuhin? Kung meron po tayong mga kasambahay, paano po natin sila tratuhin sa ating pong tahanan? O yung pong mga kasama sa family, no? How do we treat them? Because that will reflect our righteousness to God by the way we treat them. And that's why it's so obvious in this verse na hindi po tanggap ng Diyos ang ginagawa po ng mga Israelites na pagpapakita ng kanilang righteousness kay God, and yet it's totally opposite to the way they treat other people. So it's a reflection of our faith. If we say we love God and yet we hate other people, then we have to check ourselves the way we live our righteousness. And so, alam niyo po, nagpapasalamat po tayo sa Diyos dahil God is so full of patience with us na kahit po sa ating pong mga pagkakamali, sa ating pong baluktot na pamamaraan sa buhay, sa ating pong maling pagtrato sa ating kapwa o maling motive po natin, ang Lord po ay proactive pa din. At siya po ay patuloy na inaayos po tayo, na ituwid po tayo doon sa tamang daan. And you know what God said to them regarding what is acceptable to Him in terms of doing righteousness before God and before people? This is what God said in verses 6, 7, verses 9, and verse 10. Verse 6, is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. So God is saying about the need for freedom. Alam niyo po na the need for freedom is a need na kailangan po natin sa buhay natin. Every human, every man, every person has that need, no? The need for freedom. Verse 7 is it not to share your bread with the hungry? So again, God said the need of every person, the need for provision, the need for food, and bring the homeless poor into your house, the need for shelter. When you see the naked, to cover him, the need for clothing, and to hide yourself from your own flesh, the need to help our loved ones. In verse 9, the second part of verse 9, if you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness is about the need for respect. And here in verse 10, the first part, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted. Same with what the verse 7 said, no, about providing, giving food, satisfying those who are in need. alam niyo po, ito po yung mga basic human needs that God mentioned. At sinasabi po ng Lord dito po sa mga verses po na ito na ang ating pong pagpapakita ng ating pagiging matuwid sa Diyos ay related sa ating pong pagpapakita din ng ating righteousness sa ating kapwa in meeting their needs. The five basic human needs. The need for freedom, food, shelter, clothing, and respect. Right? Sa makatwid po, ang ating pong pagpapakita ng ating righteousness sa Diyos ay nakikita rin sa ating pong pagpapakita ng ating pong pag-extend ng tulong ng may pagmamalasakit po sa mga nangangailangan. So God's righteousness through us is seen as we extend help to those who are in need. I remember the Gospels when I was studying this because Jesus, when he was confronted by a teacher of the law, and yung pong teacher of the law asked the Lord, "Who is my neighbor?" Sabi niya kay Lord. Alam mo, Jesus replied and gave an answer to that question by telling the parable of the Good Samaritan. Alam naman po natin yung parable na yung pong isang Samaritano ay nag-extend, no? Nag-extend po ng tulong. Hindi po siya kagaya ng high priest o ng Levite, mga miyembro po sila ng religious clan. Hindi po laman nila tinulungan yung isang tao na nakahandusay dun sa kalsada na almost patay na, no? Pero nung dumaan po yung Samaritano, nakita po niya yung nakahandusay po na tao doon sa kalsada. Alam mo, the Bible says, nagkaroon po siya ng awa. Karoon po siya ng compassion. And that compassion moved this Samaritan to, sabi ng Bible, bind the wounds. And dalhin yung tao na yon sa isang bahay. At binayaran po niya yung isang tao dun sa bahay na yun na alagaan yung tao na nasaktan, no? Para magpagaling. So this is a picture of the righteousness of God in this Good Samaritan being extended and expressed to yung tao nga po na tinulungan po niya. So, we are acting in the righteousness that we have in God when we extend help to those who are in need. One of our leaders, si Luis Sarmiento, recalled to me his personal encounter ngayon pong pandemya, no? And sabi niya one time, he went to a pharmacy at nakita po niya sa labas po ng pharmacy na mayroon pong isang tatay na namamalimos. And the Lord, hinipo ni Lord ang puso po ni Louie, kaya po nagbigay po si Louie ng tulong doon sa tatay po na yon, ng financial support para po may makain, may maipakain sa kanyang pamilya. And this is just one example of extending help to those who are in need. Maybe in this quarantine that we are in, alam naman po natin, 'di ba, dahil nga po sa nangyayari sa atin ngayon, no? Maybe the easiest way for us to be able to extend help sa ating pong mga kakilala, the closest to us, our families, our spiritual family, if we can extend that righteousness of God in our lives to them, we can extend it by praying for them. And I'm sure lahat po tayo dito na nakikinig, we are doing that already. We are praying, we are extending help by praying to those who are in need. And I would like to commend all of us dito po sa church, no, na in this pandemic that we are in, we have seen how all of us ay nag-extend po ng tulong sa mga nangangailangan. I remember po yung nung pong simula pala ng lockdown po natin last year, ang dami po sa atin sa church, in your own personal way, kayo po ay kumilos upang magluto ng pagkain at ibigay po sa mga frontliners. Kayo po ay nagbigay ng mga great mga cards na may words of encouragement. Kayo po ay nagbigay ng mga personal, yung mga tinatawag na PPE. Tayo po ay nagbigay ng mga alcohol. These are just some of the many ways that we can extend help to those who are in need. Maging sa mga kasama po natin sa church na frontliners, salamat po sa inyo, mga medical frontliners, na alam po namin that you are sacrificing so much for you to extend help to those who are in need of your service para po makarecover po sila. Thank you so much. Patuloy po natin gawin yon. And again, salamat po sa technology po, ano, dahil we can extend help because of the online deliveries that we can do, the online financial transfer that we can do, and so many other things. So, I was asking the question to the Lord, Lord, bakit po mahalaga sa inyo na ang aming pong pagpapakita ng aming pagiging matuwid sa inyo ay kailangan mag-reflect sa aming pong pag-extend ng tulong sa aming pong kapwa? Lalo na po sa mga nangangailangan at hindi po makapagbalikbayad sa amin. You know, I realized that when we extend God's righteousness to people by helping them, meeting their needs, we are also dispensing the grace of God. And so that's why extending to help to those who are in need is expressing God's righteousness and grace. We are extending the grace of God. We are dispensing the grace of the Lord sa buhay po natin when we help those who are in need. Why? God is all about grace. And grace means it's unmerited favor. It's undeserved favor and blessing from God. We do not deserve to be righteous, and yet God made us righteous by His grace, by His goodness. And the same way, we are doing that when we extend help sa ating pong mga kasama o mga kasama sa church or mga kakilala po natin na nangangailangan po ng ating pong tulong. And alam niyo po, God responds to us when we extend help, when we extend our hand to help others. You know what God will do? And God will bless us with in verse 8. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Yung light. Light talks about God's salvation sa buhay po natin. It will break forth. It will extend. It will shine. Makikita po nila yung buhay ng Panginoong Jesus sa buhay po natin. Diba, sabi nga po dito, there will be healing that will spring up. Part of God's response is to heal, to bring healing, not just physical healing, but it's a holistic healing. Sabi nga po dito, your righteousness shall go before you. God will enable us to walk in that righteous path that He made for us. He will lead us, the Bible says in Psalm 23, right? That He will lead us into the path of righteousness. And here, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. That reminds me of the story of Exodus, wherein nung sila po ay, yung mga Israelites ay lumabas po sa Egypt and they were about to cross the Red Sea, the glory of God was at their rear, nasa likod po nila, no, protecting them from their enemies, from the Egyptians. And it continued on when they were traveling in the wilderness for 40 years. God's glory was their rear guard. It was the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night that's guarding them. That's how God responds. In verse 9 here, you shall call, sabi ni Lord, and the Lord will answer. Isn't that wonderful? Hindi lang po makikinig si Lord sa ating panalangin, si Lord po ay sasagutin po niya yung panalangin po natin. God will say, here I am. Verse 10, second part of the verse, then shall your light rise in the darkness and your gloom be as the noonday. when there's so much light that appears sa buhay po natin, liwanag. Light talks about hope, talks about this hope and encouragement that emanates from us or through us. In verse 11, the Lord will guide you continually. He is our guide. He is our counselor. The Holy Spirit called alongside to guide us. Satisfy your desire in scorched places. God will satisfy us. You know what? What's amazing about God? He is not just enough. He is more than enough for us. And the Bible says, and make your bones strong. Wow! Si Lord po ang magbibigay sa atin ng kalakasan. God will make our bones strong. And you shall be like a water garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. A picture of supply, a picture of provision. God will provide for us. God will supply us according to His glorious riches that is in Christ. In verse 12, the Bible says, and your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell on, to dwell in. You know what this tells us? It's a picture of God who is in the business of restoring lives, who is in the business of repairing broken lives, and God will use you and me, all of us, to be His instrument in doing restoration, in repairing the lives of people. What a joy! What an encouragement! What a privilege na tayo po ay magamit ng Panginoon. That we will be His channels of restoration to the lives of people who are in need. Alam niyo po, ito po ay just mga blessing, no? These are transformational blessings na talaga pong sasama sa atin as we act our righteousness in the Lord by extending, by helping those who are in need. We reflect our faith by doing that. You know, in the New Testament, the early church in the book of Acts, sila po ay may ganyang klaseng buhay. Sila po ay devoted kay Lord. They love God. They love one another. And whoever was in need, tinutulungan po nila. They are extending help. And this is what it says in Acts 2, verses 44 to 47. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts. The next verse is amazing. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Yung sinasabi dito sa binasa natin, yung church, sino man po ang may pangangailangan, they were extending help. They were going out to help their fellow believer. So kung nandito po tayo ngayon, maybe you are in that place. Pastor, nakikinig ako sa iyo. Pinapakinggan ko yung sinasabi mo. Pero ako, pastor, ako po yung tao ngayon na gusto ko sana mag-extend ng help pero wala akong maibigay. In fact, ako yung nangangailangan. What should I do? Guess what? If there are people who can best help you right now, na ikaw ay nasa posisyon na ikaw ay nangangailangan, it's the church. Maybe your victory group, or maybe those your family, yung mga kakilala mo, mga close friends mo na alam mo na when you open up to them, they will be willing to help you. So it's a matter of being vulnerable and say, friend, pwede bang mag-open, o pwede ba na lapitan kita, mag-open up lang ako, nandito ako sa situation ngayon that I need help. Is it okay that may I ask of your help at this time? Because I know that God has given us people sa ating pumbuhay, makakilala natin, na alam po natin, ay willing tumulong sa atin, then let's go to them. And God can use them to extend help to us. And here, the church itself, sila po ang nagtulong-tulong sa mga nangangailangan sa mismong church community, no? And in fact, sabi nga po ng Bible, dahil nakita po yan ng mga hindi Christians noong panahon po nila, nagbigay din ng opportunity ang church para i-extend yung help sa mga hindi Christians. And the Bible says, God added to their number day by day. In other words, because of the culture na na-build dito po sa early church, they were acting on the righteousness of God and they reflected their faith by extending help, not just to the believers, but to those who are not believers in the Lord. And because of that, they were able to share the gospel to them. And the Bible says, God began to add people more and more every single day, those who are being saved. Guess what? When Louis Sarmiento, one of our leaders in church, sinabi nga po niya yung kanyang kwento, no, na nagbigay po siya ng tulong, financial help, doon po sa namamalimos sa harapan ng isang pharmacy, God, you know, inudyokan po si ni Lord si Louis na ipahayag, ibahagi ang mabuting balita, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, na mas higit na kailangan ng tao na yon, yung tatay na yon na namamalimos. And alam niyo po, as we extend help to others, to those who are in need, I believe that it is an open opportunity for us to be able to, what? To preach the gospel to them. Because that's the more important that they need to receive. The most important help that we can give is that we would speak and preach the gospel to those who are in need. And so, that's what happened to Louis, and that can happen to us even in quarantine. Maybe sinasabi natin, ang hirap ngayon. Guess what? We are thankful for technology. We can still reach out, help people. And again, even online, we can preach the gospel to those people na kilala po natin na yes, they need our help. At the same time, they need to receive the most important message of all, that is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I end today in this message, I go back to the wonderful and encouraging testimony of that Burgos, Ilocos Norte, na still up to today, after 13 months of being in quarantine, zero COVID case. Hindi lang po sila nagkakaisa, pero nakita ko po na sila po ay nagpapahayag ng kanila pong pagmamalasakit sa bawat isa sa kanila in that municipality to stay healthy, to stay safe. Tayo po, alam niyo po, hindi lang po tayo nagkakaisa as God's righteous people. Tayo po ay nagmamalasakit sa ating kapwa, not just to extend help to those in need, but tayo po ay nagmamalasakit sa kanila dahil alam po natin na ang ebanghelyo, ang pinakamahalaga na makapagbibigay sa kanila ng eternal security. And so as I end today, let me just leave you with that statement, in Christ, we reflect our faith as God's righteous people when we extend help to those who are in need. Tayo po ay sumandaling manalangin. Ama naming Diyos, kami po ay nagpapasalamat muli sa inyo dahil ito po ay ipinapaalala niyo sa amin sa mensaheng ito na ang aming pong pagpapakita ng pagiging matuwid sa inyo ay pagpapakita din namin ng aming pong pagtulong sa aming pong kapwa. So dalangin ko, Panginoon, maging sa situation na nasaan man kami ngayon, at home, at work, wherever we are, Lord, may we be your hands and feet. May we display and reflect our faith, that righteousness that we have in you, by extending help to those who are in need. At the same time, Panginoon, dalahin ko po, bigyan niyo po kami ng pagkakataon na ipahayag ang Ebanghelyo. Because Lord, the gospel is the most important thing that a person would ever need in his in her life. So thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. Even in this quarantine, we can extend help to those who are in need. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we close, let me pray for some of us here. Maybe nandito po kayo ngayon at alam po ninyo na tayo po ay hindi pa po namumuhay doon sa katuwiran ng Lord. God is a God of righteousness. At si Lord, ini-extend po niya ang kanya pong pagiging righteous sa atin ng libre. To be righteous in God is a free gift. Kailangan po nating tanggapin lamang ang righteousness ni Lord sa ating puso, si Jesucristo na ating Panginoon. So today, if you want to receive that righteousness of God that is available in Christ, pray this with me right now. Manalangin po tayo. Jesus, maraming salamat na matay ka para sa aking mga kasalanan upang ako ay patawarin ng Diyos at gawing matuwid sa harapan ng Diyos. Sa oras na ito, binubuksan ko ang aking puso at tinatanggap kita bilang aking Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Salamat dahil sa inyo, Panginoong Jesus, sa aking pagtitiwala sa inyong ginawa sa cross. Ako na ay matuwid sa harapan ng Diyos. Itong aking dalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Kung yan po ang ating ipinanalangin ng may sinseridad sa ating pong puso, please contact us dyan sa phone numbers na sa ating pong screen. Maglagay po kayo ng comments sa comment section. Whatever way that we can contact you, please help us help you walk in that righteous life that we have in Christ. So God bless you. We are excited to conclude our Salt and Light series next week. We'll see you again next Sunday. God bless.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.